The interior minister of Venezuela recently made a startling admission. He said the police are involved in up to 20% of the crimes committed in the South American country. There are almost 150 different police agencies in Venezuela. Some are among the most violent and corrupt in Latin America. The government of President Hugo Chavez has launched a series of reforms. And as Will Grant reports, those reforms include setting up a national police force for the first time.
Recruits for the new Venezuelan police force are being put through their paces. Under a baking sun on a Caracas military base, hundreds of officers are doing laps on a running track. They are some of the nearly 5,000 hopefuls who the government believe will clean up the police's image of corruption and violence. The country's interior minister, Tarek El Aissami, admitted recently that there are serious problems at the heart of Venezuelan law enforcement.
We know that part of the crisis being experienced in our country is because the majority of police agencies have been penetrated by criminal gangs or the officers have joined criminal organizations. This is obviously simply intolerable.
President Hugo Chavez's answer has been to set up the new National Police Force. It will replace some of the agencies with the worst reputations, and no officer with prior charges can become a member. These are some of the first officers being sworn in. They promise to follow a new code of conduct which will include classes in human rights and community policing. But not everyone is convinced the police are capable of reform.
This is La Vega, a mass of brick shacks, open sewers and unsurfaced roads. This is one of the most violent shanty towns in Caracas. Every week there are dozens of murders here as the war between the drug gangs rages on. But many are killed at the hands of the police. One of those was 17-year-old Carlito Cedeño, whose bullet-riddled body was found on the filthy pavement, shot for allegedly trying to steal a motorbike from an off-duty policeman.
Carlitos' mother, Jenny, showed me the spot where he was killed. She thinks her son could have been saved.
The time of death was 8:45 a.m. I'm sure all these businesses around here would have been open at 8:45. I haven't been given an explanation about why no one tried to help him. This is where he was on the ground with bullets in his body. He bled to death because no one was allowed to attend to him. He had been shot twice, in the arm and the abdomen.
Jenny leads me through the alleys and back streets of La Vega to her brother's shack, where she showed me a handful of photos of her teenage son, all she has left. Her response to the idea of a new police force is skeptical.
Puede haber un cambio siempre y cuando los nuevos, porque vienen muchachos nuevos.
There can only be a change if there are new men involved, one of which could have been my son because he wanted to be a policeman. At the moment, human rights here are on the floor, discarded. God willing, the government and the very police officers will gain a conscience, because if they carry on like always and they don't change, then this new force will be a waste of time.
Back at the military base in Caracas, another set of recruits are trying to pass the rigorous physical exam. While the creation of a leaner, fitter police force with a new code of conduct is a welcome step, there are still many in Venezuela who refuse to believe the police here can ever really change. For the world, I'm Will Grant in Caracas.